KIRX, everything that rocks.
Good morning. 723 Brock Hunter.
Here we go.
Your forecast for today, we got some fog this morning. Yeah, it's foggy as hell out there, man. So partly sunny, bro. High of 57.
It's because it's April 20th.
Oh.
No, it's April in the year of 2020. There you go.
It's all the smoke from everyone lighting up yesterday to kick off the full month of 420, which we're doing, by the way, and we're going to tell you more about what we got going on here on WIRX for the month of 420 a little bit later on. Tonight, partly cloudy, low of 40. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high of 64. Gorgeous. Gorgeous day. Saturday, we're going to see a high of 52. Sunday, warming up, high of 60. And then it's nice and warm for the start of next week. So check it out, man. Anyway, let's get to your sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
I actually just got something right to my email.
Mm-hmm. You want to talk about Khabib while you find it real quick? UFC lightweight champion Khabib, I'm not even going to try to pronounce his last name, confirmed Wednesday he is not going to fight Tony Ferguson at UFC 249 on April 18th. Says, nope, not coming out of my house, not doing it.
Not going to.
I don't know why we're doing it. This is crazy, and I won't be there. So he's the main event there. So there you go.
Nice. I do, actually. I'm trying to get... the senior PGA has been canceled. We kind of figured, championship 2020 canceled.
No.
I just got a kick in from our GM, Boss Man Dave, and it has been canceled for 2020. That's a bummer.
Come on.
Dude. We're gonna have to get Ryan. We'll have to get Ryan on the phone here one of these days.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you need to get Ryan on the old bell, man. Have him talk about it because, man, that's terrible.
Dude, that sucks.
Local hit right there. Yeah. Did you really expect it to not get canceled? I mean, probably not.
No. I mean, it's a huge thing, but that's in May. And I don't think we're going to be out of the woods yet because Mike Pence, Vice President Pence, made a statement saying that, you know, we probably won't be like in a better spot until Memorial Day. So if you think about it, yeah. So we still got a ways till we're out of the woods on this. Yeah, we haven't hit the rough patch yet. It may seem like we have, but no, it's still going to get worse before it gets better. And like they said, you know, not until Memorial Day.
You know, just a tip for people out there. Get your news, get what you need to do for that day, and then turn it off. And then point your mind in it, you know. It's all the time you hear about the cancellations of everything, you know.
We just got the official thing from KitchenAid and the senior PGA. Due to the stay-at-home order in the state of Michigan for COVID-19 and the uncertainties around future timelines, KitchenAid and the PGA of America have canceled the 2020 KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship. While the championship has a positive impact on the local community every other year, the overall health and safety of community members is the top concern. The 81st annual championship was scheduled to be held at Harbor Shores Resort in Benton Harbor, Michigan, May 19th through the 24th of 2020. KitchenAid and the PGA are committed to following the recommendations of government and health agencies during these unprecedented times, which currently includes the banning of large gatherings and recommended social distancing. Quote, this was not an easy decision. We know how much this championship means to our Southwest Michigan community and positive impact it has on our local economy. However, the health and safety of our community is a priority. That was according to Jeff Fettig, chairman of the KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship. He goes on to say, we will miss the players and fans who have all become welcomed extensions of our community over the years. While we are incredibly disappointed that the championship will not return to Benton Harbor in 2020, we know that this is the right thing to do.
Man, you know, what can you do? What can they do? I mean, what can anybody do? It's just the weirdest thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's just,
I do have a quote here from our good buddy, PGA Championship Director Ryan Ogle. He said, quote, presenting the most historic major championship in senior golf requires a large number of people, and the entire community rallies around this event, and we will come back better than ever. He continues to say, I thank the countless corporate and hospitality partners, volunteers, players, and fans for their continued support of the championship. Wow. Ah, that's a bummer, dude.
That's a bummer. That's a bummer. You know what? But, hey, let's rally together when it can happen. Let's, you know, when we can go out and do it, when we can make up for what was lost this upcoming year, I guess.
They are still planning on bringing it back in 2022. So that's still slated. It's here in this letter from the KitchenAid Senior PGA. So we'll see. But there you go. Some breaking news for you that we just found out. And we'll keep you up to date on any other news that we get along with it. That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.